You are now listening to It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes, your weekly inspiration. I'm Takara Barnes, and thank you guys for listening. If you tuned into episode 6 featuring author Chloe Elam, her new book, A Band-Aid Won't Do, is now available. You can go purchase her book via my website, www.4qtrmovement.com. I can't speak for the rest of you fourth quarter ballers out there, but I can speak for myself, and I am Miss Fourth Quarter. Matter of fact, you can ask anybody about me because I got street credit. With that being said, Fourth Quarter Movement has partnered with Kentucky Sports TV with the I Got Street Credit t-shirts, available on my website, www.4qtrmovement.com, available in all colors. It is a mindset on this glorious Monday, and I am so glad to be doing this. I am so glad to be on this show today. I'm so blessed. Let's just start by saying it. I'm so blessed to have a podcast. I'm so blessed that people tune in. I'm just so blessed with it. Like, shout out to y'all. And if this is your first time listening, if this is your first episode, welcome. Welcome. And if you don't know me, my name is Takara Barnes. Welcome once again. And if you tune in weekly, shout out to you for tuning in weekly. Shout out to you for being loyal. Shout out to you for having my back. Just shout out to you. Shout out to you. Post my people who be posting my stuff and just, you know, who get something out of it. Shout out to that. Shout out to that. So, you know, me listening to my last few podcasts, excuse me, just listen to the work that I've done previously, listening to other people's work. So me, part of me and my growth and part, because I want to do this full time. Like, I put that out there. This is something I want to do. I love doing this. Like, I actually want to launch another one here soon. I don't know if I want it to be joined. I don't know. I just want to do another one because I love doing it so much because I like to talk. But anyway, so just me doing this podcast and me listening and me asking myself, how can I grow? It's really important. It's so important that when you want to talk for a living, that you listen to yourself and you think about how I can get better. So me listening to my previous podcast, it's like some the ones that are my favorite that I've done is when I'm really like being Takara. I feel like some of them I've been too serious because if you don't know me, I'm a perfectionist. Everything I try to do, I want it to be perfect. I have a problem if it's not perfect. I throw fits. I like a spoiled brat. But I'm, you know, the Lord's working on me with that. I'm getting better. But, you know, I feel like I need to give people more of me and who I am, the ratchet, holy version of myself, because that's who I am. I may say something that's out of the way, but the Lord loves me. I have a relationship with Jesus, and he knows how I am. And I feel like, you know, we're at a time where God is really calling new age people, you know, and he's calling a certain type of people to reach the certain people, especially this new age generation who's completely lost. And but that's a whole nother podcast. But I feel like God has called me because I am relatable to people. I speak other people's language, like, you know, our new age language. We'll say that. I speak that language. I tell the truth. I'm transparent. I'm an open book. So God has called me for that. So I'm just, from here on out, I'm just ready to just give the whole version of myself and just do things my way and just be myself and not be too serious and not take things too seriously and just really just what it is what it is. Like, I think when you're doing something and you're putting yourself out there, we stress too much and we worry too much. Like, I worry if people's going to like it. I worry if the sound's right. That's like my weekly concerns when I put out a podcast. The sound, well, are people going to like it? I'm over that. Like, I'm literally doing this for myself. I want people, I really, as long as one person gets a message out of me and gets something positive out of me, I'm totally fine with that. So that's what I'm sticking to. So you're going to get the ratchet, holy version of me. So be ready for that. And if you ain't ready, just go ahead and, you know, just go ahead and click off now. No hard feelings. But anyway, so today I want to talk about one word. One word came to mind. And like I said, I get inspired in the shower. In the shower is when I get inspired. That's when I feel like the Lord talks to me. That's my me time. Just in the shower, I'm in there alone. And the Lord gave me the word value. So And I'm like, when the God speaks to me, I'm thinking like, you know, what direction, Lord? What direction do you want me to go into? What? So, you know, I always, when God gives me just a word, a single word, I think about how it applies to my life and what I'm going through. So, and then I just start from there. So value. And let's talk about the definition of value first. Value, the regard that something is held to deserve, the importance, worth, or usefulness of something. And I'm going to say that again. Value, the definition of value is the regard that something is held to deserve, the importance, worth, or usefulness of something. So when I started thinking about value, I started looking into my life on a deeper level, thinking about, you know, what are things that are bringing me value to my life and what are things that are not bringing value to my life. And like I've said repeatedly, my goal, October 23rd, I want that to be the last day that I work for somebody. I want to work for myself. You know, I'm just kind of a little bit all over the place. That's fine. I'm in that discovery / trenches level that I heard on another earlier podcast called Black Girl Boss. Shout out to that. Go listen to that because it's a good one. I'm just figuring things out. I'm calm. I'm patient. But I'm looking at my life in all aspects on everything that I do. I want to be better every single day. And I'm thinking in my life, you know, what's bringing me value and what's not valuable to me to get me to my goal, to get me to where I can quit my job October 23rd, 2018. That be it for me. Because I don't have a lot of time left. Time goes by so fast. Like, what can I do? What do I have to do in between for me walking in purpose in 2018? What do I have to get rid of? What's clutter in my life? What is going on with me? What's not making me better? What is making me better? So let's talk about that. So as I started thinking about aspects of my life, let's talk about the first, you know what? I'm going to talk about the non-valuable things. Let's get the non-valuable things out the way. So as I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about how my day is spent. So week before that, I talked about what to do in between on your journey, what to do between before you get to your victory. Because we are in the fourth quarter, correct? Yes, we are. So I start thinking about my time, my day, what I do from when I wake up. So when I wake up, the first thing that I do is check my phone. That's the first thing I do is check my phone. I check my phone. I see if I have text messages. I see if I had any missed calls. I see, you know, who liked my pic or who liked my Snapchat. I look at my social media. And when I click on that Instagram button, because we all do it, because I'll be honest with you, I made it my mind that, you know, I was saying I'm going to pray when I wake up. But you know what? The Lord convicted me because I was not praying before I was clicking on that Instagram. And you know what? Just come on, Lord, you know, deliver me from that. And, you know, and I've gotten better from last week until now because I'm not going to get into that. I'm about to go on a rant. But anyway, so I would click on my Instagram before I prayed. And shame on me for that because that's not how things should be. So I think about, and I'm breaking everything down here. So I think about that first click on Instagram. And I'm thinking about usually the first thing that pops up. And you know, now Instagram, they do that little thing where, you know, based upon who you like and all that stuff. And, you know, they feel like they, you know, they only pick and choose what they're going to show you. And I felt like Instagram was picking and choosing messiness for me on Instagram. So it's like as soon as I would click on my Instagram button, it would be Baller Alert. Or the Shade Room. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not shading anybody. I'm not looking down upon anybody who follows those accounts. Because let me tell you, baby, that's me. I be all in the Shade Room mix. I be all in the Ball Alert. Because if you don't listen to Battle of the Barns, that is the podcast that I have with my husband. Go listen to it. It's available on SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts. Battle of the Barns, me and Terrell. Shout out to it. Go listen to it. So we have something that we call social media / Instagram / Facebook. Just social media, period. Post of the week. So we talk about just posts that we saw and we touch on that. And if it's crazy, just our opinions on it basically is what we do. So we did that. We do that every Monday night. Go hit it up. So And usually those posts, well, that pick that we pick over the week comes from the Ballo Alert or the Shade Room account. So as I go back talking about value, so I looked at those accounts and I asked myself, is this bringing value to you? And technically it is, because I do use it for my podcast, but I may pick one thing out of all the 30 posts that they do a day. So I had to ask myself, you know, does this bring value to me? Because I look at the comments, I look at the messiness that goes on in the comments. Sometimes I do comment, and some, you know, you got to be careful when you comment on the Shade Room or Ball Alert, honey, because somebody will come for you if you say the wrong thing, and then people will be on there arguing back and forth all day. And that's the part that I'm talking about. It wasn't necessarily the post that was getting me. The post was valuable in my life because I do use it as material for one of my shows. But me looking at the comments and all the messiness that goes on in that, and me just looking like really just meddling, that's not what was bringing value to my life. It was just messiness. It was a waste of time, because I would literally spend 30, 45 minutes, maybe an hour on that, just going back and forth, just looking at that stuff, going scrolling up, seeing what people had said about somebody, or, you know, or even sharing it and stuff like that. Like, that right there, like, that wasn't making me better as a person. Like, I really feel like I'm at the point where everything that I'm consuming, everything that I'm taking in my life has to bring value to me to get me where I want to go, to get me to be self-employed, to get me to working for myself and not have to have anybody tell me my schedule or somebody tell me where to be, because that's my dreams. That's where I'm trying to get to. That's what I'm trying to accomplish. So I have to be careful about what I'm letting into my life, because is it bringing value to me? So I spent like an hour, and I'm still not done, because honey, I follow a lot of people, like 1700 people on there. And that's not a light to some, but it is a lot to me, because I just ain't got time to be going through all these people. So I started going through all the accounts. I started with my follower list, my follow list, the people that I follow. And I would look at your post, or I would look at your name. I would think about, you know, some of the stuff that you post, and I would ask myself, does this person's post bring value to my life? Does it make me better? Does it make me want to change? Is it going to help me get to this self-employed role that I want to get to? Is it going to help me grow my business? Is it going to help me get better? And if the answer was no, I had to unfollow you. You had to be dismissed, because I'm at that point in my life where I don't have much time. Like, I have little room for error. Like, and I think that, and it may sound petty to some, but it's really not. It's really legit, like, no hard feelings. Like, it's not. And I'm not shading nobody. Like, and I'll be honest, if you listen to this, I probably went through your stuff too. Like, and I'm just keeping it real with you. Like, I think that's the problem. Like, everybody wants to say they want this. Everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. Everybody wants to own their own business. Everybody wants to say they have goals to reach, but are we willing to sacrifice? Are we willing to sacrifice for those goals that we want to reach? Like, are we willing to do that? And are we willing to do whatever it takes? I think that's the distinction when it comes to us reaching our goals and where we're trying to go. Like, the sacrifice, are we going to suffer? Are we willing to suffer for what we want to get to? So I had to start with something that's consuming my life. Like, so I'm going through Instagram. So then I switched it up, and then I just started looking at my timeline, period. So if I saw that you posted one thing, like, and then, I mean, a lot of people that I did look in consideration. I mean, I really did. So if I saw that you posted one thing and it's like, I mean, this ain't making me better. This ain't bringing value. This ain't helping me grow myself. You had to go. Like, just because I'm at a place where I need nothing but valuable things in my life, because my time is cut short. If you set goals, you should have a deadline. If you don't have a deadline for your goal, when are you ever going to accomplish it? You probably not, because you got all this free time. Like, you're not trying to bust it in between. So I think that that's something that we don't take in consideration about what's valuable in our life. So that's the first one. I talk about social media all the time on here, because it's consuming everybody's life. It really is. And I'll be honest, even on Facebook, there's a couple people on Facebook, and I ain't really got that dissected Facebook. Like, I want to dissect Facebook. But let me tell you something. There's people on Facebook. Baby, let me tell you. Some of y'all, I love your messiness. I do. I love you talking about everybody. I love you calling out the girl who been going behind your back with your man. I love you talking about that. I do. I really do. And, you know, and I'm being transparent right now when I tell you that I love that drama and I love that messiness. I do. I'm just being honest, but it's not getting me better. It's just me putting negative in my life. It ain't nothing positive. It ain't helping me grow myself. So I had to let you go. And I hate that some of us, and I wish I could say names, some of y'all on Facebook, I hate that we had to depart ways. I really do. I really do, because, you know, you had some good material that it's just not the material that I needed. But, you know, some of it was funny, some of it was messy, but you just had to let go. And, I mean, we have to think about our guilty pleasures. So, I got a list of guilty pleasures. The first thing on my guilty pleasure list is Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta. I love that show because it is a lot of messiness. I ain't knocking nobody. Like, I'm not. If you know me, I don't judge. But for me, and I'm talking for Takara, there's nothing positive that I'm getting out of that. The only thing, well, you know, I'll tell you what. I do get something positive. I do get something positive about how I'm going to raise my kids to act. And how, you know, I do get that. That's something positive. I do learn a little something about parenting. But I feel like, you know, I learned that in my household too, because my mom did a great job. But Growing Up Hip Hop is a guilty pleasure of mine. Like, I just consume that. I just love it. TV, period. Like, and I'm not knocking TV. I'm just saying right now, like, that's where my time is being devoted to. Like, I'm thinking about my time and where I'm putting my time and, you know, the usefulness, like the three words that was in the definition of value, usefulness, importance, and worth. I had to think about those key three things involved with my TV watching and what I was watching. So, Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta had to get discontinued. And I hated that we had to part those ways too, because I feel like they're my family that's on that show. I feel like I know them. But they had to go because it was just negative that I was bringing into my life. It wasn't getting me better. I had to ask myself those things. Is this worthy? Is this important? And is this useful? And it wasn't. So, had to go. So, the next one. And this one is, now this one was really hard for me to sacrifice. It's really hard. And it's still hard. Like, and that is Tidal. So when I'm home, and if you don't know what Tidal is the music streaming app by Jay-Z. And if you don't have, now this is off the subject, but if you have Apple Music and you don't have Tidal, like Jay-Z said, I'd be dang if I drank some Belvedere while Puff got Ciroc, you need to stop. So y'all need to download Tidal. Because it's pretty dope. So, Tidal. I think about all the time that I spend on Tidal a day. There's times where I'm literally just listening to music is cool for me, but I need to be more active while I'm listening to music. I can have music playing in the background while I'm working or while I'm working on my podcast, my scripts, whatever I got going on, all my projects. Music is fine, but it's not okay with me if I'm just consuming Tidal for 4 hours and that's it and not doing anything while I'm listening to that music or listening to anything on Tidal, period. So there's a difference between that. Like, I'm not saying that you should throw out music. I'm not saying that's a distraction. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that you're going to have to learn how to sacrifice things and how you use things if you're trying to reach your goal. Because for me, I was listening to Tidal for 4 hours a day and not doing nothing behind it. Not working, just listening. That's it. Sitting on the couch, just listening. Or just sitting in my room, listening. Or just dancing around, just listening. Not doing nothing. So that's where it became a problem for me. And that's one of my guilty pleasures. And the last guilty pleasure of mine. So I'm going to give you like a quick little background of that one. So like, you know, I forget what episode it was. It might have been episode 9. You know, I brought 3 fit chicks in here. You know, we talked about weight loss. We talked about, you know, me getting ready for this trip that I got coming up. And, you know, and I have been working out, but I haven't worked out in like a week. And that's something I need to get back together. But the guilty pleasure of mine is, I mean, food. Like, who? And come on, Lord, because we all have this struggle where, like, and even I saw this meme and it said, I want to look like a snack, but I keep eating them. That is me. Like, that is me. Like, over the weekend, like, I had a lot of food and I shouldn't have been eating it. And it's just like, and it's not useful and it's not helping me be better, you know, where I'm trying to get to my body goals. And, you know, me, you know, I got this Jamaica trip coming up in May with one of my close friends, and food is in the way right now. So it's like, you know, the value in that, I'm just, you know, I just really got to work on that, you know, and just my food and me getting to where I'm trying to go, the sacrifice in those food, you know, I want to be a snack, but I don't want to give up the snacks. Like, that, we all have that struggle. So, you know, that one's still pending. So if you guys can pray for me in that area, that would be really helpful. That'd be really helpful because I'm trying to get my life together. So with that being said, we're talking about value on things. So it took me a few days, and it's something that, you know, I kind of prayed about too, for God to reveal to me the things that, you know, the effort and where I'm placing my energy in my life. And I think that that's something we don't do often. We want to make change, and we talk about how we're going to change things, and we're going to talk about how we do things differently, but we don't take a look at our lives and when things are out of order, you know, when things just don't add up, like, you know, me wanting to look like a snack in my body, but me wanting to eat a deep fried Snickers at the mall, then the next day eating a dessert at Rafferty's, like, that don't add up, that don't align with my body goals. You know, me wanting to get negative out of my life and drama, but me watching Growing Up Hip Hop every single Thursday. And like I said, and like, I'm not perfect. Like, I'm working on cutting these things out, but I've identified them. So that's the big thing. I think that, you know, when you have problems, I think you have to identify them first. And that's exactly what I did. So just take a step back throughout this week. Like, think about your goals and think about where you want to get to. And think about the thing and take a look at the things that's in your life right now. Take a look at your actions. Take a look at your habits to see if they're lining up with your goals. Seeing if the things you're doing, see if they're valuable. See if the things that you have in your life that you have going on, the things that you're doing, how you're spending your days, see if that's valuable and see if that's going to help you with your goals. So this next thing, when we talk about value in our lives, and I think that this is a big one, I want to take a time and I want to talk about people. People being valuable in your life and people being not value. So with me, before I get into this topic, I want to talk about me and myself a little bit. So if you've known me, you have never seen me like, I've never been like a click person. I've always just kind of had maybe one or two friends that I'm hanging with at the time, or one person that I'm really fooling with. Just because me, like, I don't like a lot of drama. I just don't like a lot. Like, I just stay low key. Like, and plus, I'm not like most girls. Like, I'm still at that tomboy stage for the most part. I've gotten a whole lot better, but it's a lot of stuff I just don't be caring about that, you know, the other girls are into. Like, me, honestly, you know, to hang out with me on a daily basis, you gotta know me. Like, you gotta just know how I am. I'm just laid back. That's just me, how I am. So, when it came to me with friends and me having a relationship with other people, like with friends is what I mean, like, you know, it's just friendships, something that I had to learn about friends is when me having one or two friends at one time, I had to learn that no friend is a one size fits all friend. And let me elaborate on that. So with me having one friend at a time, I would put a lot of pressure on my friends to be everything that I needed. Like, whatever I've got going, I expect you to do this, I expect you to support this, I expect you to agree with me on this, I expect you to be here when I need to talk about my husband, I expect, if you want to talk about, you know, what I want to do in my life. And then that's a lot of pressure to put on one person. So me, when I think about me having people who my life is valuable, you know, I look at that differently than I did a few years ago. Because me, like, if I felt like you weren't, I had a hard time of accepting people for where they are in their life. And I didn't want to accept people if they weren't where I was. So, like, for example, like, if you want to talk about, you know, people who want to start businesses, of course, you know, we always say that you need to surround yourself by like-minded people. And I totally agree with that, because you should surround yourself around like-minded people. But understand, too, as well, that some people aren't where you're at, and that's okay. So you don't have to write them off top. So when I talk about, you know, people being valuable, I think that sometimes we struggle when we realize, you know, people who are not value, who are not valuable, and people who are valuable in our lives. And you also have to ask yourself if you're valuable to the people who are you around to, who are you around as well. Like, and I wrote a quote the other day, and it said, if I can't bring value to your life, you don't need me. And if you can't bring value to my life, I don't need you. And that sounds like a little harsh, but it's really just where I'm at in life. Like, 2018 is the start of me walking in purpose. I need, with me walking in purpose, I need everything around me. I need everything in my life to be purposeful. I need everything around me to have value. So, you know, I had to take a step, and I had to take a step back to ask myself, hey, you know, the people who are in my life, the people who are trying to do something, am I valuable to them? What value am I bringing to them? Am I hurting them? And that's one thing too as well. Like, I won't, it's something I want to say about myself. If I can't make you better, I'm not going to hurt you. Like, I'm not going to bring you down. And I've done that before in my life where, you know, I've brought people down. I've had negative energy for people. I wasn't purposeful in their life. I didn't bring anything to the table that was positive, that was going to help them be better. So that's something we have to look in the mirror to as well about ourselves and ask ourselves that question. And when you want to talk about people who aren't valuable, I think that's something that's hard to discern. So I had to ask myself, you know, is this person important? Are they worthy of, you know, worthy of me? And, you know, is it equal on both sides? Do they have my back? And are they useful? And I, like I said, it does sound harsh, but it's real. Because there's so many times when we let negative people, like, I'll give you an example, you know, you may have a friend, you know, you may have a friend that you don't, okay, I'll give you a perfect example. You may have a friend that's not, if you want to open your business, we'll say that. If you want to, you know, get this, launch this project you've been working on, you know, you got some aspirations of, you know, growing yourself, being, you know, growing, being a business owner, whatever. Because that's just a typical one. That's where women are at right now. Every time, you know, that friend, you hit up that friend, you want to talk about your business. Now, this friend may not be, you know, wanting to start a business, which is totally fine. But every time you talk to that person, they're not trying to, well, how can I help you? Or they don't want to hear about it. Or they're just like, oh, okay, that's cool. You shouldn't be, I'm not saying that you have to write that friend off, but I'm saying that that person isn't valuable to you in that area. Because I think that's something that we, like me especially, like we be so quick to write people off if they aren't where we're at. If they, well, she's not like-minded. I get that. But I also found value in that person because that person could be good at, you know, that person could be good at graphics. And I'll just say that one. Or that person could be good at, you know, let's see, that person could be good at, you know, t-shirt design. I'm just saying, or just those ideas. Think about just something where people can help you too as well, where they can bring value to you instead of writing them off. Now, like, and that's something that I did have to learn. I do think it's important that you hang out with people or you surround yourself with people who are in the same season of your life, just because, you know, you guys can help each other out that way and be valued to each other. So, because you're relatable to each other. And I also think that it's important that you do hang out with people who are in different seasons of your life, because you might can be of value to them, or they might can be of value to you, because, you know, they could be going through something that you might, you know, face in the future, or you could be going through something that, you know, that they're facing right now, or facing that something that, you know, that they're going to face, you know, so you can bring value that way too as well. But just think about the people around you and see if they're negative and see what they are trying to do. And it's fine that you can just pray for them and you don't have to write them off. But I've learned too, you have to place people. You have to place people in certain areas. Like, and I've talked about this before. You know, I have some people in my life that I do talk to about, you know, business things or about, you know, future plans and stuff that I want to do. And I have other people in my life that I do not talk to that about at all. You know, we talk about other things, but it still has valuable because they make me feel good. You know, I have a good time with them. You know, they love me, they care about me. So, you know, I get that love from them, you know, that is valuable to me and, you know, makes me feel like a secure person. So just know that you don't have to write people off immediately or write people off just because they're not in the same season as you. That's something I just learned recently. And I think that's something that we do a lot of the times. And let's talk about, and I'm going to bring this up too. So let's talk about women, because we have this problem too as well. Let's talk about valuable men in our lives. And I think this is a big one, because women, we get so clouded, us, when it comes to these dudes and it comes to these men, Lord, we just feel sometimes we just get, well, women will have a whole list And we'll have a whole list too. That's another thing. But women, we'll have so many things that we say that we're not standing by, or some, well, I'm not dealing with this if my man does this, or, you know, if he doesn't do this, you know. But then when the guy walks in and he, you know, he's cute, or he could be not all the things that you said, but you're going to accommodate to what he is and say that you like all that stuff. Like, I think that's dead. Like, I think that, you know, letting those men in our lives who weren't valuable, I think that, you know, that's dead, and that's something we got to move on from. Now, I'm not telling you to be all about yourself when it comes to relationships. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, and it's the same concept. If you're not bringing value to the man that you're with, you don't need, he don't need you. And if he's not bringing value to you, you don't need him. Like, that's how you really got to look at things in your life, especially from that aspect of relationships. Because, I mean, I can't speak for nobody else, but I hate wasting time. Time is so precious. I hate wasting time. I hate people wasting my time. I hate wasting other people's time. It's both sides. So ask yourself if the guy that you're with is valuable. I'll tell you what value is. You know, me and Terrell, you know, in case you didn't know, if you're just not listening, I am married, been married, it'll be 4 years in June. So me and Terrell, you know, okay. Me and Terrell, we bring value to each other because we're so different. Me and Terrell, we argue a whole lot. We argue a whole lot. Me and Terrell argue about everything because we're so competitive. And that could be a negative thing in our relationship, and that could be a positive thing. So what we decided to do, we decided to make it positive and do a podcast together of us just, you know, going back and forth on things, because it really is harmless, but it takes a lot of energy. So we just made it into a podcast, you know, just to show people the real part of us and show people, you know, our style of marriage and how we do things in our marriage, and that we made that valuable. We turned, you know, that aspect of our life, that part of us, that argument apart, and just turn it into a positive and brought value to other people, to be relatable to them, to just to show them that all marriages aren't perfect. All, you can do marriage your own way, whatever works for you. So that's what that was about. When I think about value being, well, when I think about just value in relationships, I think about Terrell bringing to me what I lack. Him being stronger where I'm weak, and, you know, I look at things that way and vice versa. So, like, Terrell is really good at filling paperwork, and that is a weakness of mine. I am so bad with paperwork. I am not an operational person. And the thing about it is, he hates doing it. He hates it, and he thinks he's not good at it, but he really is. So, like, all of my stuff that I do, he's really good at sending emails, too. He's a great email person. So all the stuff that I have, you know, as far as my paperwork and stuff that I'm doing for any project that I'm working on, I really let him handle it because he's so good at it, even though he says he's not. But he brings value to me in that area. And me, I'm a really good idea person. I'm really good at something I'm really good at as a wife. I'm really good at knowing where everything is. Terrell could not see something for a few days. He asking where it is. I'm going to know where it is. You know, that's that wife instinct that I do have. So we bring value to each other in that way too as well. And, you know, a best example is, I was telling a girl this the other day, and she was talking about, it's one of a young girl that I mentor. She was talking about a dude. She was talking about just marriage and stuff like this and what she's looking for in a relationship. And I just think telling her, because in the past, like, she's always been with people who she had more to offer than what they had to offer. And I think that happens a lot too as well. She was bringing more valuable to them than they were to her. And I was saying, you know, for me, example, you know, a man ain't got to have great credit, but he got to have a down payment. Like, if I got the credit, we straight, but he got to have a down payment. Like, that's valuable. I mean, I hate to put it in those words, but I mean, I couldn't put it no realer than that. Like, that's what value is, especially, like, in relationships. And when it comes to men and women, somebody lacking something and you bringing that to them, or just not you always bringing something to the table every single time. So I think that's dead in 2000. That was dead in 2017. I think that's over. I think it's time for women. We have to be valuable, because there's a whole lot of females out here too as well who don't have substance. You may be pretty, but you can't talk, or you may not want anything else for yourself. Like, we got to have substance as people. We got to bring something to the table. We have to be valuable to others and not always looking for other people to do stuff for us. So I made sure that when I did that quote, I make sure that I put my side first, that if I'm not helping you, if I'm not valuable to you, you don't need me. And I don't want to be not, if this podcast isn't valuable to you, I don't want you listening to it. If you can't get nothing positive out of this podcast, I don't want you to listen. I don't want to be involved with you at all because I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to bring you down. I want to make people better. That's where I'm at in my life. And I think that that's where we all got to be if we're trying to get somewhere we've never been before, if we're trying to accomplish goals, we're trying to accomplish big things and change our lives. I think that we have to recognize what's valuable in our life and what's not valuable. And I think that's something that's so key and it's been on my heart lately because I got convicted of that. I had too much clutter in my life, you know, and I started cleaning out my house and cleaning up my apartment and cleaning up things that I have around me. Like, this is clutter. I don't need this. This isn't valuable. I need everything valuable in my life. So that's just where my spirit's been the past week, past 2 weeks. We're in this grind together. All my fourth quarter ballers out there, it's a mindset. Like, we're in this together. Anything that you guys want to talk about, or I got some really good upcoming stuff coming up. A lot of women, a lot of powerful women making big moves. I got a lot of great people coming up on my show. I hope you guys enjoyed last week. Last week was really good. I want everybody to see that side of me of, you know, the single parent life and all that stuff, because that's something that's huge, especially in the African-American community with us women. You know, we grew up, you know, certain types of ways that I definitely want to talk about. So once again, I appreciate you guys for listening. This week, from now until next Monday, think about what's valuable in your life and think about what's not valuable. Think about what you can get rid of. Think about your guilty pleasures. Think about everything. Ask if everything around you has importance. Ask if it's worthy. Ask if it has usefulness. But it's the mindset. Until next week.